This week on Prepping 2.0.
Preparedness is all about anticipating problems and actively doing things, including spending a moderate amount of money now, before everyone else has the same idea and there's nothing left on the shelves. Our guest today is Dan from Ammo Squared, who built a company 9 years ago to make sure you have ammo whenever you want it at a great price. Prepping 2.0 listeners don't put all their eggs in one basket, and Ammo Squared is that second basket you need.
When disaster strikes, will you be prepared? This is Prepping 2.0 with authors and prepping experts, Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher.
Online at prepping2-0.com.
Get ready. Prepping 2.0 coming in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, everyone. This is Shelby Gallagher over here at Prepping 2.0, joined by my co-host on the show, co-host in life, Glenn Tate.
One of the most horrific sights is an empty ammo shelf. There's an innovative Idaho company, however, that has come up with a brilliant solution. And today we're going to speak with the CEO of Ammo Squared, which is a company that prevents empty shelf horror and will save you some money to boot. And as always, remember, the only thing harder than planning for a disaster is explaining why you didn't.
Hey, there's several things that are really cool about Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they are our neighbors.
Yes, and they're famous for potatoes.
Yes, they are. I'll say that. So is other states, but yes. Other cool thing that Idaho is famous for is having a really awesome realtor, Paul Burke. He's an Idaho realtor that specializes in connecting preppers and first responders to good, awesome real estate so that they can relocate. So you can find him at Paul Burke, and that's B-U-R-K-E, IdahoHomeSearch.net. Let me spell that out. Paul Burke, Burke with an E, I-D, HomeSearch.net. Check him out over there.
Top 100 items that disappear first. This is based on a list from Bosnia survivors available on our website, prepping2-0.com, under the appropriately titled button, Top 100 List of Things. This week, it's number 58, Garden Tools and Supplies. Shelby, why do you suppose in a disruptive situation, garden tools and supplies might be hard to find?
Because people are growing their own stuff.
Yeah, and they need stuff to grow their own stuff.
They need stuff to grow their own stuff. If we didn't get a taste of that during COVID, I don't know, that was kind of a precursor. Like when suddenly things are off the shelf and you can't buy things, everyone goes and starts gardening. So,
which is a great theme for our show about ammunition. So I'm glad you mentioned that on another topic. Here's what you missed from a recent after show if you're not a Patreon.
One of the things that I do is I don't connect to public Wi-Fis ever. But when I go to like a co-work place, I bring my own little VPN router, and has the router, VPN, all that little thing costs $30. And he was wanting to create this when he was having an issue, and he did it.
Admit it, you're just a little curious what the lightning round with the Ammo Squared CEO was like, because it was funny. So Patreons get to hear it. It's just $2 a month. You can go to prepping2-0.com and click on the Patreon button, or get on the Googles and search for Prepping 2.0 and Patreon. A very quick announcement, Food Preps 2.0, our book on A to Z, soup to nuts, no pun intended, on food preps, is flying off the shelves. You guys are doing a magnificent job. Probably you listening right now have ordered it and or read it. So please keep it up and tell your friends about it. It is, in our humble opinion, the book on food preparations for preppers. And it's everything you need to know about it. Table of contents, resource list is available at foodpreps2-0.com. Preparedness is all about anticipating problems and actively doing things, including spending a moderate amount of money now, before everyone else has the same idea and there's nothing left on the shelves. Our guest today is Dan from Ammo Squared, who built a company 9 years ago to make sure you have ammo whenever you want it at a great price. Prepping 2.0 listeners don't put all their eggs in one basket, and Ammo Squared is that second basket you need.
So Dan, tell us who you are and what you do.
Thank you for having me on the show, Glenn and Shelby. So I am founder and CEO of a company called Ammo Squared. My wife and I actually started it out of our garage in 2015 with the idea that at the time I had a 401k and there was a ammo shortage in 2015 timeframe. And I thought, why haven't I been building up my ammo supply like I've been contributing to my 401k? So that was kind of the genesis of Ammo Squared back then.
Oh, very cool. And it has grown since then, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been on fire. One thing that's interesting is during the COVID timeframe, we were just adding customers like crazy. And then again, this kind of right now, this election cycle, I think a lot of people are looking ahead and kind of seeing what's on the horizon.
So tell us what Ammo Squared is, how it works, what you do. And I'll say the word brilliant. You don't have to say the word brilliant because that would be annoying, but I can say it. What is it that Ammo Squared does? Because I'll let people know why this is such a great idea.
Yeah. So in its most basic sense, Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. The way that works is when you sign up with Ammo Squared, you basically pick a caliber and a purpose, and you set your budget, and you auto buy ammunition that's then stored for you at our facility in Idaho, and then you get it whenever you want. So we have customers that have a regular monthly shipment. We have customers that get ammo delivered every 3 months, every 1,000 rounds. We have different types of shipping triggers. So I usually say whatever your comfort level is, that's what you can accumulate. In fact, I was thinking about the how I found you guys was you had a recent podcast with Joe from Patriot Trading Group.
Yes.
And he was talking about the same thing with gold and silver, where he has a $100 plan, and then he ships the gold every, or gold or silver, I guess, every 3 months. So that exact same model fits what we do. We just have a lot more flexibility in terms of the budget and then how long you store it. You don't have to get a shipment every 3 months or every month. You can store it for years, really. But it's kind of the main idea. It's like an ammo bank account. You know, we've tried different terms kind of to drive it home.
Well, tell folks how you heard about us, because it's kind of a funny story.
Yeah. So my CTO, Chris Corvo, actually listens to you guys pretty religiously. And when you were talking to Joe, you had mentioned that there was another company that you had heard on another podcast that does the same thing for ammo. And you didn't mention us by name, but he was like, oh, I think you're talking about us. And so I listened to it, and definitely you were.
Well, and speaking of your CTO, kudos to your CTO, Chief Technology Officer, because Shelby and I became Ammo Squared members. And I can tell everybody, your website is just about the easiest, cleanest website. It is so easy to use. I don't have a lot of skills, but I was able to sign up for example, 10 millimeter practice ammunition, because with bears and everything, you need to keep keen with that 10 millimeter. So it's really easy to use. It was so intuitive. Signed up a dollar amount, picked my caliber, or I could have picked other stuff, and my ship date or non-ship, right? And so it'll be accumulating. So in your storage facilities that I understand are legitimate, they're insured, they're not just, this isn't like your backyard. This is, you know, a safe place, right?
It's climate controlled.
Climate controlled, yeah, which is key. And so sitting in there growing will be at least a 10 millimeter stash for the Tate Gallagher household. So kudos on the easy to use website.
Yeah, actually the history of that is kind of funny, because, you know, with anybody that has a new idea, they kind of put out like the rough draft basically. And I'm not a tech guy. And so all I knew was WordPress from blogging. And so I actually built the first version of this using WordPress. And then the Excel spreadsheets I used to have to do to allocate ammo and to, you know, do all the ship, it was obscene. And then we met Chris, and then he finally helped us like build the actual website that you're looking at. That's kind of Ammo Squared 2.0.
Oh, nice. I see what you did there.
I see. And that was my next question. How did you come up with the name? Because I knew there was a story behind it, and it sounds like you told it.
Well, yeah. I mean, really with Ammo Squared, the idea is everybody should have ammo at home. You know, I'm the first person to say, have a stockpile at home. But the squared part is you have ammo at home and you have ammo at an offsite location that's safe, that's not going to be hit when, you know, if your house gets flooded or on fire, and you can push a button and have that ammo shipped to your house whenever you want.
It's absolutely brilliant, because I'm a big fan of capitalism and America, as you can imagine. And I'm telling you, there was a problem. And this empty shelf horror is a real thing. Everyone listening has experienced it. I distinctly remember it was about 2015 or so. It was the Sandy Hook thing. Maybe that was 2012. I needed some 22 long rifle, which had always been incredibly common. And I searched in my little 300,000 person county that I lived in one Saturday. I spent all Saturday driving around looking at empty shelves. And it was a very horrible feeling. Mm-hmm. And so we all understand why this is a thing. Anyone who was alive during COVID, and considering that would make you a toddler if you weren't alive during COVID, you wouldn't be listening to this show. So everyone alive has lived through this. You know, we lived in a remote part of Washington State during COVID, and we had a friend who owned a gun store, and he told us that people from Seattle were coming to the sticks because they figured all those hillbillies would have lots of ammunition. And Seattle people cleaned out this store of ammunition in a weekend. It was that fast.
Driving hours and hours.
Yeah. And they cleaned it out. And my immediate thought was, wow, it must be cool to have a business where people want all your stuff and you sell out. But then I realized it took him 6, 8 months, a year to restock, and he went out of business. Mm-hmm. So we are big fans of local gun stores. And you mentioned people need to have ammunition at home. And so I think we agree on that. The problem with local gun stores, if you rely on them exclusively, it's fragility, because there can be another episode like COVID in which your local gun store, which probably owned by some of the best people on earth, they just get cleaned out and they can't order anymore. So this is why you need that second basket, by having ammunition sitting there waiting for you in Idaho in a climate controlled storage facility.
Yeah. One thing that I always kind of bring up is, what other commodity in America, you know, up until toilet paper issues, right? But we never saw like empty shelves before.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're talking about water in a hurricane zone or something like that. But ammunition, it's very, very cyclical that we experience these empty store shelves.
Yeah. And you and I had talked off air, Dan, about how you make a really huge point to make sure that your
inventory,
inventory levels, that you need to be where you're at, because of how these little things like elections or pandemics or every little thing can trigger, you know, a panic this way. So fill those gaps for us.
So a couple of things. So one thing is, the COVID timeframe was a real big test for our business model. And if, you know, I tell people a lot, is that if we didn't have 100% of the ammunition on hand, we would have gone out of business. And you would no longer hear about Ammo Squared. You would just hear bad stuff on the internet, because we wouldn't have been able to fulfill the literally thousands of orders that we were getting. But their shipping requests is really what they are during that time frame. And the reason also why we grew so much during that time frame was, you have our customers who had been accumulating ammo. The store shelves went empty. They said, ship me my ammo. We shipped their ammo, and their friends were, where did you get ammo? They said, Ammo Square. And we actually had to put in a waiting list, because we had to stop taking new customers. Because one thing that I tell people too is that we don't have a magic wand. We can't, if the store shelves are empty and the distributors can't get ammo, we can't get ammo either. So what we do is, we still let people accumulate, but it's just essentially on a back order, so that when we get ammo, they get ammo. So then they also, in those types of situations, they don't have to stand in line at Cabela's where they're, you know, there's a 2-box maximum, that kind of a thing. And then now we're actually in a much better position than we were back then, because we have a lot more direct relationships with the manufacturers. And so because we're buying in such large quantities now, they'll fulfill our orders before the small mom and pop shops.
And that was my next question, because I anticipated that would be how it is. So not only do you have bulk buying, which means your prices that you pay are way lower than that mom and pop, you know, gun store in your town. So you're getting your ammunition for less, which means you can charge less for it. More on that in a moment. And it also means you've got ammunition. I remember in the bad old days of empty shelves, it was a fascinating experiment. There was an informal intelligence network that was created. Guys were watching the semis rolling into Cabela's, and they were sending out texts. I was lucky enough to be on that for both reloading and ammunition. And it was fascinating, because in my books, 299 Days, describe this phenomenon in great detail. People will get together and do stuff that makes sense, including gathering intelligence. It doesn't mean you're James Bond. It just means you've got a homie looking out for you, letting you know when that semi rolls up. So you get bulk purchases, which means better availability and better prices. And one of the things I love about your website is there's a feature where you can compare the price you're charging with some of the higher prices, the highest price on the internet and the lowest price. And you can see that you guys are very reasonable, because a lot of people, and preppers in particular, are kind of skeptical. They're like, oh, so free storage and free shipping for orders over $250. I bet it's really expensive. And that's how they get you. That's what my dad would always say, right? And it's not happening, because I love the price comparison thing. And I have a personal rant on price comparisons. And anyone who's listened to this show, especially our food preps episodes, knows what I'm about to say. It's this obsession that some, not all, preppers have with unit prices. And I always use the example of a 50-pound bag of beans. People will say, oh, I'm saving a penny per pound by buying a 50-pound bag. And then they open it up and they try to put it in Ziploc bags and they spill all the beans, and then mice come and destroy their house, based on a true story. Ask me how I know this. And so this idea that it's all about unit costs, first of all, is dumb. And what is it about spending money on prepping? I bet the same people that will waste a bunch of beans by saving a penny a pound probably spend, you know, $4 for a cup of coffee at Starbucks. It's something about prepping that people decide, oh, this is what I'm going to become obsessed about unit prices on. I remember my grandpa would go around in the 70s with the gas crisis, you know, when prices went up, and would drive around for a day looking for the cheapest gas. And it's that kind of insanity. So please, listeners, it's more important to have ammunition than it is to be able to brag to your friends that you paid 39 cents a round instead of 40. And don't forget shipping costs, because those internet price comparison things out there about ammo will tell you the price per round, but shipping can vary wildly, and you're shipping something that has a lot of lead in it. So shipping costs are huge. And one of the reasons I love what you guys do is orders over $250 ship for free. And sometimes the shipping can be pretty close to what some of the ammunition costs. So I love what you've done, and thank you for providing that price comparison. I think it's very fair and helpful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. So, you know, really what our mantra is that we're fair, but we're not the lowest, right? So because you have all these additional features, you set up an auto buy, you have an auto sell, you have the ability to literally exchange what's in your inventory for something else without having to, you know, list it on GunBroker, you know, and there's cost in us running that and building that system, but we keep the price below the median for that caliber and grade. And so it's a fair price is really what we're after. I do understand that comparison, definitely. And one thought that just popped in my head was, you know, a lot of people will wait for the best price and not buy it. And so with ammunition or with Ammo Squared, you could just set it up, accumulate, even if it's a small amount, $20 a month, and then you'll still at least have something while you're looking for the lowest price.
Yes, and I've talked about that too. People are going to, in a coming scenario where there's a disruption, people are going to be kicking themselves saying, I used to say, I remember when 9mm was 7 cents a round. I'm not going to pay over 7 cents a round. Okay, you've just declared to the universe that you're not going to have any ammunition because you're too prideful to acknowledge that we live in a market economy and prices go up, especially when demand goes up. Good on you. So now you have an empty gun and you have a motorcycle gang coming and ransacking your place because you were so smart to not spend over 9 cents a round. I just detest that. It is the antithesis. You know what it is? This just occurred to me. That whole mindset about, you know, not buying ammunition because it's more than you want to pay. It's a sneaky way for your brain to tell you to sit on the couch and buy more $4 Starbucks coffees and not get things done. That's what it really is. It's enabling you to be lazy and to not spend a moderate amount of money getting stuff now, so you don't try to get it when everybody else is trying to get it.
Yeah. Well, the thing with ammunition too is it's raw components are going up in price. I mean, everything in our country is going up in price, and, you know, ammunition is just part of that. And so we have old guys especially that say, well, I don't want to buy 22 because it's not 3 cents, you know, 2 cents, 1 cent a round back when, you know, 30 years ago is what it was. So
people, when they become a member, they are given a lot of choices. They can choose their caliber. They can choose the amount. They can choose, you know, like you just said, $20 a month. $10 of that goes to 9mm. $10 of that goes to 22. And they can choose their grade as well. They can't choose their brand. So tell us about kind of granular, like when you're sitting on your website ordering, what is that like?
The key to kind of our process is that we've commoditized ammunition. And so instead of customers buying a specific brand and bullet weight, they're buying a caliber and a purpose. So for example, 9mm practice or 9mm self-defense, we have a few different variations of 9mm because it's so popular. So we might have a premium. We do have a premium self-defense, which is, for example, just the rounds that police would be issued. And so it's like the higher end stuff, but then we have a budget one. And so when we ship out, in fact, a lot of people really like this aspect of our service is that they get a mix of brands and bullet weights that meet their criteria. So it's sort of like wine of the month in a way, in that we're curating the ammo for you and you're getting to try new things.
Nice.
Exactly.
Well, very good. So the other thing, and this it goes back to the trust issue, the whole idea of having this second storage area. And we talked about how it seemed like during COVID, if things were going to really fall apart for Ammo Squared, it would have been when everyone's hitting ship, ship, ship. So you talked to me about how you have customers that you've had for years and years, and they have never hit the ship button, right? Yep. So talk about that.
Yeah, so I mean, people look at it differently, right? They'll look at ammunition more as a store of value and almost like gold and silver in a way to, you know, take advantage of the price fluctuations. And, you know, when COVID did hit, 9mm went from probably 25 cents around to 60 cents around, you know, and it was better than any stock, right, at that time. And so I have customers, it's funny because it really runs the spectrum of people that get a shipment every month to people that have never gotten a shipment. And so I always say too is that, you know, as far as having an offsite supply of ammo, hold it up until your risk level. So we offer free shipping at $250. So our most common shipping dollar amount is right around $250. It's actually a little bit higher, like $300, $350. But, you know, people, you can store ammo up to that, or if they already have a large supply at home, they can just use us for that real emergency type of situation where, oh no, there's no ammo on the store shelf, so I'm going to get my accumulated ammo from Ammo Squared and have it shipped to me.
That's so awesome. I just think about, we've joked about, you know, when I talk to other preppers, they're like, oh yeah, I invest in metals.
Precious metals.
Mm-hmm. Wink, wink. We joke
gold,
about
gold, silver, and lead.
And wink, wink. Yep. Right. And especially for those of us who do have our own stockpile, as we all should, of ammo, it is a huge space suck. Mm-hmm. And it's not only just a space suck, it's also, it can't just be, you know, in the shed under, on sitting on dirt. You know, ammo is needs to be protected. It needs to have moisture control. We talked about that on a show recently with Chris DeWallet. You really need to, you know, pack it away well, make sure it's moisture, temperature controlled. So this takes all of that out of it as well as we talk about storage.
Right.
So we have so much more we want to talk to Dan from Ammo Squared. Don't go away, folks. We're going to take a quick break.
More Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher is coming right up. Hear all our previous shows free online at prepping2-0.com.
In a tactical situation, your AR is your life. Gibbs Arms makes a sweet feature, the only side charger that can use a standard bolt carrier group with no modification. Gibbs makes them in 9mm, 5.56, and 308. In fact, Gibbs Arms has been granted 8 patents for unique innovations. The company started back in 2008 when two Boeing engineers realized no one else made what they wanted. Take a look at their website and see all the ways Gibbs Arms can help you mod your AR. Gibbs with a Z, arms.com. That's G-I-B-B-Z-A-R-M-S.com. ProOneWaterFilters.com.
Without water, you're done in 3 days. ProOne Water Filters. It's literally a matter of life and wet. ProOne G2.0 all-in-one gravity systems are NSF ANSI 42 component certified.
Not everybody can say that.
No need for additional add-on filters to reduce fluoride. ProOne stainless gravity systems include a stainless steel spigot and a countertop stand for no additional cost. ProOne Water Filter Gravity Systems. Check them out at ProOneUSA.com. That's ProOneUSA.com. Most tested, most trusted.
Prepping 2.0 is about that next level of prepping. One of the key 2.0 items to have is bulletproof body armor plates. I used to think body armor was too tactical for a regular guy like me, but it isn't. Give yourself, your family, and your team an unfair advantage when bullets are flying. Body armor used to be expensive and hard to get. Not anymore. KD Armor, and that stands for come and take it, makes solid and affordable body armor for normal people. Get body armor while you can. The clowns in Congress are trying to prohibit future sales. KD Armor is the place to get it. CATIArmor.com. Prepping 2.0 listeners get a 10% discount when you use the coupon code GRANT.
When the grid goes down, darkness will descend fast. Used to be there was nothing you could do about an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, or CME, coronal mass ejection. Now you can protect your electronics, protect your family, thanks to EMP Shield. EMP Shield invented a simple-to-install device that prevents whatever's connected to it from frying in an EMP or CME, and it costs just a few $100s. EMP Shield has been tested by independent laboratories and passed muster with the government, which has ordered lots of them. Google EMP Shield and see for yourself. And save some money. Get a $50 discount per device. Go to prepping2-0.com. Click on the Friends and Affiliates page, then click on the EMP Shield logo. At checkout, use coupon code PREPPING2.0. It's all one word.
Shelby Gallagher here. We found that you need to layer your food preps.
Yeah, this is Glenn Tate here. A lot of times the hardest part of layering is the long-term foods. We love Numana foods, which have a 25-year shelf life and are non-GMO. Also, organic meals are available.
Numana comes in family-style portions and in bulk. This is not backpacking food. It's family meals that last for at least 25 years, the perfect freeze-dried part of your food layering.
You can get a sample of Numana meals for $19.95 and see for yourself. You will be amazed.
Prepping 2.0 listeners get a 10% discount by entering the code PREP.
Go to numana.com or click the link on the Prepping 2.0 website.
Give it a try. Numana.com. That is N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.
Now, more of Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Shelby Gallagher. Thanks for rejoining us. We're just getting started with our conversation with Dan at Ammo Squared about how his company prevents empty shelf horror.
You know, we were talking about ammunition, and the next obvious thing to think about is, well, what is it that eats up ammunition? That would be firearms. What is a super cool firearm? Gibbs Arms, G-I-B-B-Z. Arms.com. They have a fantastic YouTube channel titled Gibbs Arms. They make a left charging AR platform series of guns that's absolutely brilliant. As I'm fond of saying, Mikhail Kalashnikov was a genius with one exception, and that was charging an AK on the right side when most people are right-handed and it's way easier to do it on the left hand. So you can get yourself a Gibbs Arms gun or two. And then you can get some ammo at Ammo Squared, and you're going to be squared away. They make, by the way, the pistol caliber carbines make fantastic truck guns. Archive Dive, where we go back and look at older episodes. This is because we have so many brand new listeners. Thank you, new listeners. That we have to remind them that the delivery is okay, but the topics are awesome. So awesome topics of the past. Episode 130, which aired in April 2021, was on a topic that every prepper we'll have to deal with and should be thinking about a lot, and that is the I'm coming to your house when the collapse hits scenario. We talk about it extensively, give you some thoughts, and it's an incredibly important decision you'll be making, allowing people to be with you or not, and how do you turn people away and all of that. And it's critical to think about it now in peacetime before the stakes are high and before you're sleep deprived and hungry and terrified. It's better to make decisions under pristine conditions. So that's what we talk about there. Well, Shelby, why don't you resume this great conversation we're having?
We've been talking with Dan over at Ammo Squared. He's the founder and CEO along with his lovely wife. Let's talk about space. So a couple of things to think about. We all know this. We were starting to talk about it before we took a break. Space becomes an issue. I'm going to throw you maybe a curveball, Dan. You have space issues, and how did you solve that recently?
We have space issues?
Well, I mean, your company is growing so much. So, you know what I mean? And so I want folks to know, you've really put some major investments into creating that temperature-controlled space so that you have the inventory levels that you promise your customers you have.
Yeah. Our warehouse, I would say we have about another 20 or 30% to go before we're really busting at the seams. But it is within the next year or so, we're going to be needing to upgrade our warehouse as well. Mm-hmm. But it is climate controlled. It's fully secure. And then also everything inside is insured. So that's another thing that people do bring up is what happens to my ammo with you guys? You know, something happens there. Well, it's fully insured.
And luckily, you decided to site your company and physically house all of this precious metal in a state like Idaho that's not going to all of a sudden impose a ban on ammunition or an excise tax like in Washington State, 10 cents a round, which would devastate you. So you don't have to worry about political uncertainties either. And I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, Idaho is probably the best state for ammunition warehouse because also we're pretty stable, you know, from a weather standpoint and, you know, geological, unless I guess, you know, Yellowstone blows or something, but that'll take you guys out too. So,
yeah. So we won't care.
Won't matter at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, as far as the location, we're the freedom loving state of Idaho and they encourage gun companies and ammo companies to come here.
That's so awesome.
One of the problems we saw in COVID, which was kind of a interesting trial run for disruptions in the future on a lot of levels, but one of the things we saw, and I'm personally guilty of this, was that when ammunition became very, very scarce and very expensive, it cost a lot of money and was very difficult to replenish the ammunition you had on hand when you went out and you practiced. And I've never seen data on it, but I know anecdotally the amount of firearms practicing plummeted during COVID. Mm-hmm. Even though people had a bunch of time on their hands, they weren't going to, you know, shoot those gold nuggets that 9mm was. And so one of the reasons to have an adequate supply of ammunition at home and then have your secondary, your backup at Ammo Squared is that you will not put yourself in a position where ammunition is too inaccessible and expensive to replenish, and so you're going to stay proficient. And obviously, proficiency is what matters as opposed to doodads and technological gizmos. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And one of the, I guess, tactics or strategies that I like to encourage people is, you know, as you're drawing down your supply at home from practicing, taking training courses, doing all the things you need to be doing, then you're building up an offsite supply at Ammo Squared. Once your supply at home gets to the point where you're uncomfortable, hey, just hit that button, have it shipped, have your Ammo Squared inventory shipped to your home, start the process all over. So Ammo Squared is really more like a system that people could be looking at to incorporate into their shooting life.
You used my favorite word. Listeners of this show know that at least once an episode, I will use the word system. I'll say, for example, food preps. It's a system. You have to have diversification of different kinds of foods, different preparation, ease to difficulty, cost, and all these other stuff. Everything's a system. It's not a buy it now system where you just, you know, say, oh, I'm going to get a water filter. Well, you need to know if there are replacement filters that need to be there. You need to have a place to store it where the ceramic elements don't break and all this other stuff. That it's not one dimensional, that it is a system. And I love your system. What do you think about, and there's controversy in the community about this, What do you think about ammunition as something to barter?
I mean, I've kind of talked about that before, in that it is a tangible good. And if you're really in a situation where you need to be, you know, where there's no currency, right, and where people are making up their own currency, I actually think ammunition is a great thing to barter, because also it's such as you can go small increments, such as 22, you know, go up a little bit for 9mm, go up a little bit for 223, and then 308 or 30-06 is your $100 bills.
Exactly. And I agree 100%. I set it up as there's controversy because the counter argument, which I don't think is as strong as what you just said, the counter argument is, yeah, but you don't want to give ammunition to people who are going to shoot you. Well, be more selective, right? I mean, come on, let's use some common sense here. And the fact that ammunition is barterable and the fact that ammunition is a precious commodity, the mindset people need to have towards ammunition is that it is a financial asset. It stores value. Right. You mentioned that. I mean, you buy it at X cents per round and then the price goes up and you've captured the value. Explain to folks what dollar cost averaging is, because it is perfectly illustrated with your business model.
Dollar cost averaging is a lot used in the financial industry, but it's the simplest term is you have a set amount that you're putting in, say your budget, and when prices are low, you buy more of something, and when prices are high, you buy less of something, so that you're never changing the amount that you're buying, the dollar amount that you're buying, but the quantity will fluctuate. And that's exactly how our product works, our service works. Because what we do is with the auto buy, you set your percentages, and then your percentage of your budget will buy X amount of rounds based on the market price. And so you don't ever have to mess with your budget. That can stay the same, but then the number of rounds you buy will fluctuate. And in times like right now, they don't fluctuate very much. But going into kind of the shortage time period and then going out of it, you know, there's a lot more fluctuation there.
Another thing I love about both the gold system, it's called the metals plan that Patriot Trading Group has. So the Patriot Trading metals plan and also Ammo Square's plan is that it's automatic. I don't have to think about it, because if left to my own devices, I'm not going to do stuff that I need to do. And I love the idea for both gold and silver and ammunition of figuring out how much we can put aside every month, and it just gets done. There's no thinking on my part. And that's important, because we get busy, we see shiny things, and we think I need to spend money on shiny things instead of maybe precious metals. And so that's one of the reasons I'm so enthusiastic about Ammo Squared, is that it's automatic. It's error-proof. It's Glenn-proof, right? Talk about that.
That's kind of where we say set it and forget it, right? So you, once you set it up, it's just working in the background. And we've actually had people who their card, they get all the way to the point where their card has expired, and they update their card and they say, you know, I totally forgot about this. You know, and then they look in their account and then they have, you know, thousands of rounds of ammunition that they let go. They just totally forgot about it. And that's the best way to accumulate ammo.
It's like when you find a $20 bill in your pocket that you forgot was in there. It's a great feeling. Well, here's a question, and I'm sure that you have more information on this topic than I do. Where do you see in general trends in ammunition prices and availability? No one's asking you to predict the future, but you've obviously got some insight. You've seen several cycles, so you've got that, you know, under your belt. What do you see going on with ammo availability and prices?
Yeah, I mean, realistically, we've seen it every election cycle, you know, ammo starts going up again just because of the demand. People are out there buying a lot. And the good counter argument to that, or the good counterpoint, I guess, and what people in the industry probably don't really realize, is that there's been a lot of capacity added since the last shortage. Capacity in actual ammunition manufacturing, but also in primers, which was the big linchpin during the 2020 timeframe. And so I think that will help a lot if there is another shortage, but just general inflation trends, right? So the raw materials are not immune to to the general inflation trend. So I think overall the prices are just going to kind of creep up unless we hit some weird time frame again where something suddenly happens and everybody's panic buying, which obviously we're trying to help avoid, at least our customers.
Exactly. Let's talk about some of the specific ammunition people are buying. What are some of the most popular calibers? We can probably all predict what those are, but more importantly, what are some calibers that they surprised you with their popularity and you thought to yourself, gee, who has this kind of gun? I mean, it doesn't seem normal. So what are the popular ones? And go ahead and get into lots of detail too, because, you know, there are people listening that may not know what common calibers are, and they might be thinking about buying a firearm and, you know, they need to know not to buy the 327 Ruger. So, what are the most common calibers?
Yeah, I mean, easiest for us, probably 40% of our volume comes from just 9mm and 223. You know, so in America, everybody has an AR-15, and so the 223-556. Those are by far the most popular. After that, you're talking 22, and then you start, it drops off quickly after that, and then it gets into 7.62-39, you know, some different 12-gauge variations. 45 beats 40 these days. 6.5 Creedmoor is actually a very popular round.
Oh.
So this is a fun thing that I can relate to people that if they ever want to do this. So what I do sometimes is I'll go on to GunBroker and I'll look at a certain category of guns. So rifles, for example, and then I'll just see what calibers are at the top of the list. So the listings, obviously, of the guns, 6.5 Creedmoor is probably right now the top.
Wow.
For rifle. It beats 308, it beats 30-06, it beats just about everything, which is surprising, right?
Yeah. What about oddball calibers? Are those things that you can stock, or is it just not within the system that you've created?
So here's the interesting story with that. When we, prior to the COVID shortage, when we built our new system, we basically went through and put every single caliber we could find. So we had over 500 different variations. I can't remember the number of calibers, probably 300 or something. But what we did was we figured, well, anybody can sign up for anything. And then once somebody signs up for that, then we'll go and buy it and make sure we have that stock on hand. But as you can imagine, during the shortage, we ran into the problem where we just couldn't get certain rounds. We had, you know, people signed up for 32 H&R Magnum and I couldn't get it. Even things like 410 couldn't get it. And so with our model, people are still kind of back ordering that over time. And so we got to this point where we had these huge back orders. Everything common was pretty much filled, but then we were still sitting on a ton of people needing 6.5 Grendel, for example. That was one that was really hard to find for a while. Yeah, so we did go down that road, but then what we did was I trimmed back our product catalog, and so we could focus more on the more common things. We have 60 different caliber variations right now, but we do have things like 357 SIG and 45 long Colt and 20 gauge and, you know, different things like that.
We have here in the Tate Gallagher household, we have an oddball caliber that he loves, and it's hard to offload. Like we've talked about, let's sell it. How do we sell it? Well, and it becomes, you know, kind of a monkey around your neck kind of thing. So what happens, and I love this model, what happens at Ammo Squared if someone's like, okay, I have a stockpile with Ammo Squared of an oddball caliber. Oh, wow, I just sold that firearm.
Huh.
Shoot, now I have all this oddball caliber stocked up with Ammo Squared. I mean, what's the solution there?
We just have an exchange button. So literally, if you have an oddball caliber, mostly from the past, let's say one of the ones that we offered, you can exchange it for anything that we currently offer. And so where that's really, I think, the most benefit is you can accumulate something that you think you'll need in the future. But then if your plans change, then you just can exchange it out for whatever you want, for something else.
Can I just tell you what a great little system that is, speaking from someone who has in her supply an oddball caliber that we can't get rid of? Oh my gosh.
Here's a question. What about the recent import bans, especially from Russia? What effect, if any, are those import bans having on availability and or prices? Or is it a situation where, say, Wolf is made in countries that we can still get it from? So how does the import situation affect everything?
Yeah, so when the import ban first hit, people kind of panicked, and they didn't need to, as is usually the case. And it drove up prices for, you know, 76239, 545 by 39. But there was still supply coming in. And I remember at that time, there was at least 2 years worth of supply. Now that supply is drying up. I actually talked to Wolf at SHOT Show this year, and they, I think, I don't know, I'll say it. I don't know if it's, you know, if I can't say it or not, but basically they said they had about a year's worth of Russian ammo that they could sell. Now, gotta love capitalism, because there's been a lot of domestic companies that are popping up that are offering steel cased, you know, 76239. And even I think that 545 by 39 is also one that they're talking about, like AAC is one company.
Hornady.
But Hornady, yep, they have their Hornady, the steel case version. And then even then, what's funny is Max Tech, that's another one, but I don't think it's U.S. made, but it's not made in Russia. In fact, on their box, it says not made in Russia. That's so funny. But I think that that's also part of the market, is that if there's a need for these calipers, they're still going to make them. They're just going to find different ways. They're not going to make them in Russia. They'll make them in, you know, Lithuania, wherever.
I'd love America.
I know. I love capitalism. It seems to be working out well for us in this conversation we're having is a great example of that. What are some other interesting things that would maybe surprise people from your perspective, where you're moving millions of rounds of ammunition around? What are some things that would surprise people?
One thing that I, you know, just on the topic of calibers and readiness and preparedness, one thing that I personally do is I have my main pistol that I shoot actually can take three different calibers. So there's a lot of guns that if you start with a 40, you can shoot a 40, and then with a barrel swap, you could shoot a 357 SIG, and then you can get another drop-in barrel and you can shoot 9mm. So I like that approach to having that caliber redundancy or backup, because during shortages and stuff like that, the common stuff goes first, right? So I just said like 40% of our business is 9 and TT3. Well, we sell 357 SIG, and you know, it's a very small percentage. And so having that kind of redundancy is, I think, a good thing. And so I am personally a fan of oddball calibers. In fact, I think you had mentioned the 327 Federal. I've got a 327 Federal because it can shoot 32 H&R Mag, 32 Auto, you know, 32, all these other different rounds, which I think is a great thing.
This is something that you did during COVID. We were, oh, what was it? We were,
oh, I know what it was.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. I got my first Glock was a Glock 23, which is, of course, in 40 caliber. Okay. I was a late adopter of 40 caliber. And by the way, my 299 days book series talks about 40 caliber. And if there was one thing I could do to rewrite the books, it would be to omit references to 40 caliber, because it's not nearly as common as it was. And the barrel swap outs are brilliant. And it's even discussed in 299 days. And when you said you have a gun that shoots three calibers, I thought, did I offend you with my comment about 327 Federal? But you don't seem like a very offendable guy. But it is kind of brilliant, because it's all about redundancy. And another thing about oddball calibers is that not every gun you have needs to be something that you have cases of ammunition for. Guns are tools. And if you have your basic battery, you were mentioning 9mm and 5.56, that is something to stock up upon for a variety of reasons that should be pretty obvious. But you know what? You mentioned 6.5 Creedmoor. that could be a specialty round for some pretty serious long range work. And you don't need to have cases of 6.5 Creedmoor. And so much like the penny per pound thing with beans, people need to really think about firearms, and it should not be taboo to have specialty firearms after you've taken care of the basics, have specialty firearms that use specialty calibers. And I would add to that, one of the reasons to have specialty firearms is that with Ammo Squared, you're probably going to be able to get ammunition for it. That is to say, if I had to rely on my local gun store for 327 Federal, that would be a bad idea. But when you guys have semis rolling all day into your facility, I think getting an eyeball caliber gun is a little bit safer bet. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, with really the advent of buying stuff online, in that you can find these real oddball rounds and, you know, buy a case or buy a few boxes just so that you have it. From us specifically, we don't carry that round anymore, but we did. But yeah, just in terms of having these different rounds, like I could talk guns all day, but you know, the 327 is a great example of one that most people don't know about, but it's got a niche. And if everybody just says, oh, I'm only going to stick to the most popular calibers, well, they're the ones that go out first, you know, that disappear first. And so having these oddballs is a great thing.
I just so agree with you. I can't remember what it was. Glenn's going to have to help my memory here. But I remember during COVID when we were like, okay, we have our battery, we have our supply. And we found, I want to say it was a rifle. I can't remember anything about it, but I remember it's like, this is a cheap rifle and the ammo is cheap.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what it was, because I'm a big fan of this. And this is another reason to have adequate access to ammunition, like with Ammo Squared. So it was a run up to 2020. Nines and ARs were flying off the shelves gun-wise, as was ammunition. And I looked at the gun stores and I saw 20 gauges for like $150. And 20 gauge is no joke. I mean, it'll still do what it needs to do. A guy I know has killed a lot of people. The first kill he had was a 20 gauge when a home invader came into his house, which was a really bad idea for the home invader. And so one of the cool things about having access to ammunition in maybe not common calibers, and that's where Ammo Squared comes in, is that you can go and pick up some 20 gauges because you know you're going to be able to find 20 gauge ammunition. It gives you more options, is my point.
So cool. Yeah. So I hate to interrupt you, Dan. It's the end of the show.
I know, hard breaks.
For Patreon supporters, don't worry. We're going to take this conversation to the after show. For sure, I encourage you to go check out Ammo Squared. And if you decide to place an order or join, be sure to put down that you found out about Ammo Squared at Prepping 2.0, however you want to say it. But folks, gosh, this conversation highlights it. From Benjamin Franklin, our founding father, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. Have a great week, everyone.
See ya.
You've been listening to Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher. All the information you've heard today, including all our previous shows, is online at prepping2-0.com. Find out more about Glenn's books at 299days.com. and Shelby's books at agreatstate.com. Learn about the latest book they authored together at foodpreps2-0.com. Until next time, be smart, be safe, and be prepared.